Welcome to the Scuttlebutt Radio Program with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now. A show for veterans by veterans.
Good evening and welcome to the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, the voice of the veterans for the veterans. Transmitting live on 106.5 The FM and firing the shots heard around the world at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. Here on board, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters, both veterans of the United States Marine Corps. And we're glad that you've joined us to discuss the issues facing our nation's most neglected asset. It's the United States military veteran. And we've got a great show coming up for you. But first, we want to thank some of the sponsors that help make the show possible.
We certainly do. We'd like to thank the battleship USS Alabama Memorial Park, Alabama Pipe and Supply, the Charlie Wilson Insurance Agency, AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialist, the law firm of Gardberg and Kimberly, which is Daphne's hottest place for chow, the waterfront restaurant at number one, Yacht Club Drive. What an awesome facility. The Medicare Lady, Ms. Keisha Chambers, and Serenity Funeral Home and Gardens.
And, of course, thank you to all our sponsors. And you are great listeners because we could not do this without your support. So please let them know that you heard it on the Scuttlebutt. And, of course, SBN is all about giving our veterans a voice on the issues that are important to them. So you can always join in the discussion on Facebook or give us a shout here at 343-0106. And you can always check out scuttlebuttnetwork.com for more information on the topics of the day. And coming up later on SBN, we'll be joined by veteran Patrick Jump from the Warrior Legacy Ranch. He'll get us up to speed on an upcoming event to support our veterans. And we'll also speak with the Medicare lady, Ms. Keisha Chambers. It is annual enrollment time, if you haven't figured it out from all of the TV commercials. But she's going to give us the straight talk about the options facing our veterans when it comes to Medicare and health insurance. And, of course, Tom's tirade on shutdown walls. You don't want to miss that. But first, it's an honor to be joined on SVN by the general manager of the Waterfront Restaurant in Daphne, Ms. Corey Gaston. Corey, thank you for joining us, and thank you for your service to our veterans and our military.
Thank you all for having me on tonight.
Hey, looks like you had an awesome little event over there last night at the fabulous Waterfront Restaurant on the waterfront in Daphne.
We did. We had some guys come out here bringing their Jeeps out, and just a good night of hospitality, a lot of fun, and some great-looking Jeeps sitting out front.
Oh, it was. It was awesome. And you know what? You got some awesome specialties there last night. The tacos, taco night, Taco Tuesday was awesome, but I don't think I've ever had crawfish tacos.
We do a different taco every Tuesday.
Okay.
So crawfish taco was the one last night. Next Tuesday will be a different one, and that's every Tuesday. There's a special with that, and we run $5 margaritas all day long. With
oh
that.
My goodness!
You can wash them down.
Yeah, wash them down. Well, I tell you what, they were awesome, and it was a different style of taco, and it was a great evening meal. I've certainly enjoyed it and enjoyed the fellowship. And I will tell you, service over there with all of the youngsters that you've got running around over there doing an unbelievable job. You know, you ought to pat yourself on the back with that one, girl.
Well, thanks, Tom. We appreciate you guys coming out and supporting us.
Yes. Well, you're always doing something for veterans. I mean, but just give us a rundown of some of the things that's occurring weekly at the waterfront and some of the upcoming events that you may have scheduled.
All right, so we do live music on Thursday nights and Friday nights and Sunday during brunch. So anybody who wants to come sit outside, enjoy some music,
enjoy some
drinks and some food. We've got TVs now outside to watch football on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I guess football's now 4 days a week. So we've added some TVs outside so you can enjoy watching the sunset and your favorite sports team on TV. And then starting this weekend and lasting through November the 8th, we will have the Global War on Terrorism wall set up in our parking lot.
That is awesome.
And that's in conjunction with the lawyer with the Warrior Legacy Ranch with Patrick. He's bringing that over and setting that up on Friday night, and we look forward to having it and having lots of people come out and check things out.
Well, it's just it's unbelievable. But they, Patrick is going to be on with us in the next segment, and we'll get into some depth about what that wall really is.
Yeah,
he's
got all the information on that. He is definitely the one.
Oh, yeah, he's a guru with that stuff. But, you know, he's really into it and very knowledgeable.
Excuse me.
We're so proud to have him involved in our veterans community here on the coast now and working to build his new facility in the Robertsdale area. And I'll tell you, he's just so blessed with Panini Pete and Nick DiMario and the hospitality group to step up and help push that event forward for all of our veterans. And it just shows the sincereness of the hospitality group and all of you guys that work in that particular group to support our veterans and realize, you know, what if it wasn't for our veterans, we wouldn't have a country to start with. So
And all the veterans that come out and eat anytime, they're always going to get a 10% discount off their food. So
there you go. Yeah.
We thank you for your service, and we appreciate it.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Now, you were talking about the view on the back porch and all there. That is right on the waterfront, isn't it? Aren't y'all right on the bay?
We are right on the bay. You are literally steps away from the water when you're sitting on our deck.
That is awesome. You know, we always enjoyed the old Eds over there, and that's I guess that's where I first met you.
When you started,
we're talking about our age now or something, you know. but anyway, we always thought the Eds was just really neat by being on the water of the bay, and looking it out on the lights at in the evenings and at night and across the bay to the Mobile skyline. But y'all three or four or five times bigger than what the Eds were. And
you've got a lot more waterfront space. So.
And you have so much more waterfront space there.
Yes.
I envision some boats being docking at that wharf you have there within the very near future.
We definitely get some in the summertime. And with that boat launch being right there, that's beneficial to us. And so we're hoping to, you know, get some more like smaller craft equipment in there.
Right.
Like the kayakers and stuff out next summer. That's going to be our goal.
That's going to be neat. I was talking to Nick and Pete about that last night, and they envision bringing in a facility over there, actually where you could go over there and rent a kayak or a canoe or something, and you could paddle around the bay there in the afternoons and watch the sunset, come in, get up on the porch there, and partake of some of those adult beverages and find grocers that are available. But it's just really unbelievable.
That's what we're going to work on. Yeah, this winter we're going to be putting those plans into work and hopefully have it up and running by the summer.
Well, the waterfront restaurant has become the elite. It's one of the top 10 restaurants in the state of Alabama and top five in the Mobile area. And it's one of the very few restaurants that is actually on the waterfront and on the water there. So it's y'all stepping out. You're doing the big thing, lady.
All right. Thank you, Tom. We appreciate it.
All right. We appreciate what you do, and we appreciate you working with us to help support our veterans and in endeavors that we try to bring forth to them. God bless you guys. Y'all doing a great job. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right. We're going to get another report here in the next segment from Patrick Jump and get an insight on that wall that's coming in over there and what all it entails. So, as always, you can visit scuttlebuttnetwork.com for more information. And as we say, on the other side of the break, Mr. Patrick Jump with the Warrior Legacy Ranch. And when we return on the Scuttlebutt, and I think that event will actually get cranked up Saturday morning, bright and early, I think about 8:30. And we'll all be over there. They'll actually have a coffee and cars deal. That's why we'll get back here in just a second. We'll get that word from Patrick.
With your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now.
And welcome back to the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, the voice of the veterans for the veterans. Transmitting live on 106.5 FM and firing the shots heard around the world at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. And if you like to listen on demand, our regularly aired programs are up on the FM Talk 106.5 app. Just check out the podcast link there. And Tom's Tirade is up on castbox.fm if you want to check that out. And it's always an honor to be joined on SVN by veteran and patriot Patrick Jump from the Warrior Legacy Ranch. Patrick, welcome back to SVN, and thank you for your service.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having us.
Oh, man, it's a pleasure to have a distinguished veteran on board here with us today. And you're just so involved in so many of the great events and things going on for our veterans. And you have a vision there that's just unbelievable, and you're bringing it to fruition at the Warrior Legacy Ranch over there in the Robbinsdale area. And that's not the only iron you have in the fire. Tell us about this wall that's coming into the waterfront restaurant you're bringing in over there, brother.
Yeah, we have a few things going on. So, you know, we've been working with the Baldwin County Home Builders Association and Panini Pete on breaking ground. We're going to do that after the first of the year. We're going to break ground on the Gulf Coast Veterans Community Resource Center. And part of the mission there is to end isolation, get veterans out of the house, get them out doing something. The more things that we can plan for them to look forward to, less time they got to think about other things.
Sure, sure.
So especially the negative things that might come to light. So,
well, you know, as you and I talked about last night, you know, once we go in service, we're the only thing that we understand is what's our mission today? What's our mission for tomorrow? And then we come out of service and we lose that, and we lose that idea, that thing that's put in front of us, and then and tell us what to do, and that we have a goal to reach that day. So we lose that when we hit civilian life, and especially if we happen to be in a retired mode, and also we're sitting around a house bored to hell and back. So that's when our guys get in trouble.
Yeah. So I talked with Nick and Corey, and by the way, Corey did great. I was listening to her last segment, so Corey did great. But I talked with them, and I said, hey, let's do a Cars and Coffee and Bikes and Beignets event at the waterfront while we're waiting on our property to get all set up. Let's do that event there. Let's get vets out of the house. Let's get people that support veterans out, bring their cars out. You guys can sell coffee and beignets. And so they did that. But then I was visiting with my friend last week that is the official steward for the Global War on Terrorism Wall of Remembrance, and he asked me if he could leave it down here at the property because it has to be in Andalusia for Veterans Day, and he had to drive back home to Muscle Shoals. So of course I said yes, and because that's what veterans do, right? They help each other.
So right, right.
He said, hey, while you have it, why don't you set it up somewhere? And I'm leaving out of town to go to the military and veterans convention in Las Vegas. So I said, well, let's see if we can set it up at Pete and Nick's. It'll be close. That way, anyone that doesn't feel like driving to Robertsdale for Mobile, maybe they'll come to Daphne.
Sure they will. Yes.
People from Fairhope and Daphne will come up and see this wall. So, you know, we're setting it up Friday night. We got a police escort from the Locksley Police Department and Daphne Police Department. They're going to escort us in. So steer clear of that area around like 3 o'clock, because we're coming through. And then we're going to set up the wall. We're going to have it all ready to go for Saturday morning with some opening ceremonies events. And I know I'll be out there to help direct the wall. We also have a really cool collaboration going on as a fundraiser right now. Our neighbor here at the ranch, Josh Yarborough with Yarborough Fine Retrievers, he introduced me to a guy named James Buller. And James Buller owns Buller's Game Birds. And Buller's Game Birds donated a half-day hunt for two people in Loosedale, Mississippi, to hunt quail and pheasant.
Man.
And so we're selling those tickets during the wall raffle, or while the wall is set up, we'll
sure,
all be out
yeah.
there this weekend. And it's a great fundraiser for us, but it's an awesome opportunity because James Buller has probably the finest game birds available in the area. So it's, you know, a rare opportunity. His hunts sell out all the time, so the fact that he was able to give up two of them, you know, we're grateful for that. Josh trains great dogs. Josh will probably be helping out with that hunt with his retrievers. And, you know, a great opportunity for people to want. But talking about that wall has the every person that gave the, you know, made the ultimate sacrifice from the 1983 Marine Corps bombing, barracks bombing in Beirut, Lebanon, all the way through to the 2021 Afghan withdrawal.
Man.
And it includes all the names from 9/11, from the towers, from the Pentagon, from the airplanes. And, you know, we're going to have signs up to be respectful and everything, but it's really just about putting, a visual representation
sure it is.
Of the lives that have been lost over the last 20 years.
But, Patrick, we hear about all those individual events and all, but by being able to put those together as a group and present them there into one area where you can absorb it all within 30 minutes or an hour or so, to really see how much depth is involved in this and how many lives have been lost since that period of time, since 83 and all, you know? And, it's just really, you have trouble fathoming that. And then you also have a section is to set out just for the suicides, right?
Right. And then there's a whole nother section. There's a 12-foot section where, if you're aware of a veteran who, you know, chose to end their life because they just couldn't leave the battle on the battlefield, those names are written down. So everywhere that wall travels, there's panels. Now, there's a whole section of panels that are in storage right now, and those numbers or those names are recorded, and they're going to be transformed into their own 22 a day wall. That
Mercy.
Will travel with this, but we don't want that wall to continue to grow.
Programs
like Warrior Legacy Ranch, other programs that we're partnered with. You know, John Kilpatrick's a great partner with Vets Recover in Mobile.
Right.
It's programs like this that are going to prevent that.
Sure, it is.
That from growing.
Well, you know, anytime we can get those off of the street, I've had a couple of my Marines that I had come across in over the last year or so that I've been able to direct out there. And that just, I just get cold chills when I see all those guys and I see all the things that's happening to them. And now they're clean and they're working, they're productive, and they have self-control and all. I tell you, it makes an old man feel proud to see one of those young guys come out clean like that. And to see what you guys are doing and what you will do with your facility, and that's one of the areas that you're really serious about, as well as what John and his group are doing with Vets Recovery Service over there. Now they've got Admiral Kent Davis on board with us as the CEO.
Mm-hmm.
You guys, y'all are miracles on the coast, guys, for our vets.
Yeah, and for me, it's the passion to just help vets. You know, Warrior Legacy Ranch, there is no compensation. You know, even once the buildings are here and they're functioning, there is no compensation for any of the board members. So this is every donation we take in, every proceed that we come from is going to be reinvested into making this, you know, more events, more programs, more opportunities out here at the ranch and around the community. So, you know, I think earlier this year we took 250 veterans and their family members to a Blue Wahoos game in Pensacola. You know, last year Nathan Cox of 60 Adventures gave us a bus ticket to take veterans to the 60 Adventures bowl game, and so we like being the intermediary between the corporations and the companies.
Sure.
And the veterans, because we know
that's what it takes, Patrick. That's what it takes. Well, give us a little bit more insight about what will this event go start at 08:30 this Saturday morning?
Yeah, 08:30 we'll have, you know, the fine gentlemen of the Marine Corps League out there doing the colors for us.
We're glad to do it, brother.
And then from 8 to 11, you know, we have that Cars and Coffee, Bikes and Beignets event. And then really from there, you know, the wall will be set up all day, but, you know, come out, enjoy the food at Waterfront, visit the wall, watch some college football games. I know I'm going to be bouncing back and forth, but, you know, everybody's going to hate on me, but I'm an Ohio State fan. So we bounce back and forth between that Ohio State game.
We can't throw you off of that pier out there, though.
So.
We can't throw you off of that pier.
Yeah. Well,
bring it on, huh?
It's tough being at the top. You know, Alabama fans know what that was like for so many years.
I know. Well, we're climbing back up. We're climbing back up, brother. All right. Well, appreciate you, Patrick, and such an exciting event that you're bringing forth and help bring forth there to the Waterfront. And we appreciate all that you're doing with the Warrior Legacy, and it's just so enlightening to know that will be free to all of our vets. They won't have to pay for anything when they come over there and need help. Plus, it's 100% donations goes to the facility. There's no payroll. Everything's volunteers, and you've got an awesome group of people signed up to be volunteers. They're all certified, and they all trained to do what they're supposed to do. God bless you, brother. We love what you're doing, and we appreciate you. Thank you for your service.
Absolutely. Yep, thanks, Tom.
All right, brother. You have a great day. And you can always go to scuttlebuttnetwork.com for more information. And on the other side of the break, Miss Keisha Chambers.
I am Gunnery Sergeant Hartman, your senior drill instructor. From now on, you will speak only when spoken to. And the first and last words out of your filthy sewers will be, sir. Do you maggots understand that?
Sir, yes, sir.
Can't hear you. Sound off like you got a pair.
Sir, yes, sir.
It's Scuttlebutt Radio with your hosts, Tom Claxton and Cal Walters. Radio for veterans by veterans. To get on the line, call 343-0106 now.
And welcome back, and thank you for joining us today on the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, a voice of the veterans for the veterans, transmitting live on 106.5 FM and firing the shots heard around the world at scuttlebuttnetwork.com. Along with Tom Claxton, I'm Cal Walters, and we're glad that you've joined us to discuss the issues facing our veterans today.
And we certainly want to thank all the great folks that continue to help work with us make this show possible. The Battleship USS Alabama Memorial Park, which we'll be on live next Wednesday, doing a remote there. Alabama Pipe and Supply, our sea lawyer Colin Kimberly, and all the fine folks at the law firm of Gardberg and Kimberly. And one of our newest sponsors, AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialist, and Miss Keisha Chambers, the Medicare lady, and Daphne's newest eatery, the Waterfront Restaurant at Number 1 Yacht Club Drive. We were just talking with them a while ago and about all the things that they've got coming in over there. And the Charlie Wilson Insurance Agency. And we certainly don't want to forget Serenity Funeral Home and Gardens, because we're a place we're all going to visit one day.
Absolutely.
And, darn it.
There you go. No way around that one.
No, can't get around that one, baby.
No,
can't get out of this world alive, darn it. I wanted to walk out loud and proud.
There you go. Yeah. But it's always an honor to be joined on SPN by a great friend of our veterans, the Medicare lady, Miss Keisha Chambers. Keisha, welcome back to SVN, and thank you for your service to our veterans.
Well, thank you for having me on tonight.
Keisha, I tell you, it's always a pleasure having you on and to talk about these insurance events that occurred. We see so many changes coming down the line now, and that your program is now open where people can actually start signing up now for their insurance to start on January the 1st, I would think.
That's right. Today is the first day of the annual enrollment period, so anyone with Medicare or even aging in, this is the time to look at the plans for 2026 and make a selection. The period ends December the 7th, and so for the general population, it's important to make a choice and enroll and have everything lined up for the January 1st effective date.
Well, I tell you, I've been listening to you guys and gals talk about this insurance, and my wife and myself were both involved in it. We both have these policies, and we both get involved in, you know, the changes of medications and the prices of medications and the generic medications versus the name brand medications. And then we've got friends that have insurance policies, and they're being turned down for operations. They're being turned down for medicines and all. So I just think that it behooves anyone that is on a policy, even though you may be happy at this time, I would think you need to talk, and I recommend you talk to somebody that's extremely proficient in this. And Keisha is probably one of the best on the coast, and we'll take the time to work with you either in person or on the phone. But it's time for you to start looking at these programs, guys and gals, because you're fixing to get slammed with a bunch of serious medical changes.
Right. And one thing that this year is very important is that if you are an Advantage plan, you do need to review your medications and make sure they're going to be covered. Some companies are narrowing the list of drugs that they're covering. Always check your providers. And, for veterans, one of the greatest benefits is the give back. The give back is a Part B reduction is what it is. It's like a credit that goes towards paying your Part B. And you can enroll in an Advantage plan and not pay a monthly premium. And, you know, like there's some plans that pay as much as $185 a month towards the cost of your Part B, so that shows as an increase in your Social
Security
stuff.
Sure it does. Well, you know, but yeah. That being said, Keisha, anybody that is on that and getting one of these plans, it's not free. You know, I don't pay nothing. Well, yeah, you do. You're paying $185 a month out of your Social Security check before you get your check.
And, by the way, the Medicare premium for 2026 is projected to increase to $206.50.
Oh, my Lord. For real?
Yeah, for real. And the deductible, if you just had, you know, original Medicare, that deductible is going up to $288. So having an Advantage plan that doesn't cost anything helps you to avoid number one, having to pay all of that Part B premium. Number two, pay the deductible. You're going to get dental, vision, hearing, gym membership, a lot of other benefits, keep your costs down. So, yes.
Well, Keisha, wait a minute. If they give us back $185 a month, that's $2,400 a year that we get to spend on what if we do have any additional costs, maybe on some medication or something or co-pays, then they're actually helping us pay for that.
That's right. And that, to me, I mean, that's a lot of money.
Well, I mean, why pay that? Right now we're paying $185. Why pay that? And then we have to turn around and pay the co-pays anyway out of our pocket. I mean, we're losing money. I enjoy my $2,000-something a year payback, you know, making down payment on what I'm having to pay when I do have to pay.
I know. And, you know, the sad thing is, a lot of people don't even know that there are plans that can do that for them. And they're just used to sticking with one company and never, you know, look around.
We're so complacent with that.
Yeah, anyone that is eligible for Medicare, veterans, Medicare beneficiaries, even people with Medicaid. This is a big year of change, and you need to get with a local person, sit down, go over your needs, your doctors, your medications, and let them help you find something that's going to meet your needs and save you money.
Amen. Right. Well, I understand that some of the name brand medicines, you know, like the Trelegy's and some of this stuff that only one company manufactures, but they do have supplemental medicines that I actually received one from the VA to replace the Trelegy that I was supposedly given a prescription for. And, you know, it behooves you, and my wife is already doing it because she's had a chance to talk to you and knows what she's looking for. And she's been on the phone with her doctors and all saying, I see that I'm prescribed this medicine and it's a name brand. My insurance might not cover that this year without me having to pay a big copay on it. Can you supply me with a generic supplement to replace that? And so, and they all say, oh yeah, we're getting all those calls. So they already know about it. You know, Walgreens are known about it. I heard them talking about it the other day when I was picking up some medicines there. So they know, and you just need to find out what's going on and get with these people like Keisha and call and take care of yourself. I mean, you know, we don't have no money. We don't get paid enough to, excuse me, throw it away. I was going to use another word.
Well, you know, look, I always tell everyone, you need to be your own advocate.
Sure.
You know, it's great to have people like me to help you, but you got to take the initiative, say, I'm going to make sure that I'm in the best plan that I can get, that my medications, you know, are generic as much as I can, you know.
Get
generic to save myself money. And then find plans that work for you. You know, just because it has a name on it that you're used to, that does not necessarily mean that it's the best plan for you.
Right.
Everybody's needs is individual. They're all different. And getting with someone like myself, sitting down and let us do a needs analysis and helping you to determine what's best, I promise you, you'll come out better on the other end.
And you will. And it behooves you. Now, look, there might be something that you're prescribed that they don't have a generic for. But let's face it, if you get one of these plans where they're going to give you back $185 or not take out $185 of your money that you're already allocated a year, then they're going to help you pay for it anyway. So how can they get in touch with you, Keisha?
My phone number is 251-401-3923. 251-401-3923.
And now you can either make an appointment with them or on some occasions you could do a telephone interview if necessary.
Yeah,
appointment.
Yeah, telephone appointments, in person if you're local.
Okay.
And so thank you. I mean, this is a great help to get the word out so people can get the care that they need.
Well, we got to take care of ourselves, you know. They throwing the programs out there, and if we don't solicit the information and get out here and protect ourselves, then they just going to keep building us, and we're going to keep spending our money. Thank you so much, Keisha, for what you're doing.
And thank y'all very much,
all right,
too.
Y'all have a blessed one. As always, you can check out scuttlebuttnetwork.com. On the other side of my break, my tirade on shutdown walls and more.
100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret.
The following may not necessarily represent the views or opinions of this station, but they're coming around.
Mr. Tom Claxton.
Democrats there are that don't love a wall of concrete or steel or anything at all, except cameras and sensors and gadgets and gizmos and more worthless spending to keep the illegal flows. The work of dealers is another thing. I have come after them and seen the despair where they have left countless soul after soul. but they would help the addict through their addiction. With heroin spiked with fentanyl, the victims I mean, which no damn will admit could have been saved. Had the smugglers and coyotes been kept over there, Trump let the citizens know about the border. And on a day to meet with Schumer and Botox, to set the division and cast a divide. They keep the wall between them as they go, to both the partisans that have gathered to each. And some are doves, and some so clearly ignorant. You have to use fake news to keep them deranged.
We will do anything to impeach 45.
Rhinos like Flake frustrate our conservatives being, oh, just another kind of self-preservation game. One on the side, it comes to a little more. There where it is, we do not need a wall. They are open borders, and we are America first. Violent criminals will never get across and kill our innocent citizens, they tell us. Progressives only say,
good fences are immoral.
Shutdowns create mischief in me, and I wonder if I could get them to answer from their thick heads, why are they immoral? Isn't it only where those coming to the country do so legally and follow the law? But here there are only illegals. We know it is criminals and drugs and misery we are walled in or walled out. And we know it is liberals who take offense. Democrats there are that don't love a wall, unless it protects their mansions and movie stars. We could say security to them, but it's more like sovereignty, to be exact, and we'd rather the people see it for themselves. We've seen Acosta there, bringing a camera crew to the steel-slated border, proclaiming no crisis, just proving our point. Dems love a shutdown, it seems to me. Not only of Coast Guard, Border Patrol, and Homeland Security, they will not stand behind their prior sayings, supporting a wall, so to flip and flop, twist and turn, and lie. And we red-blooded patriots like the wall so well that we say shut it down, throw all the bums out, pay our Coast Guard and Border Patrol, fire the TSA union thugs who faint sick and stay home, tear down the walls that protect the governing class from their sheep, and penalize every liberal lawmaker who thinks it is okay to choke it to Puerto Rico on the taxpayer dime while patriots' families have to borrow from Peter to pay Paul. They who will not stand behind their forefathers saying, the Constitution, which is not a suicide pact, but which says so well that a free people have the right to defend themselves from enemies both within and without. For the new Democratic Socialist Communist Party progressives who think there is not a shortage of money, but it is just in the wrong hands, like Marx and Stalin. Your concept of the equality of outcomes has never worked in the history of the world, from Marx to Lenin to Stalin to Tito, to Castro to Chavez to Comrade de Blasio. They who legislate taxpayer-funded abortion on demand, free health care for all, including those who breach the wall, free phones, free condoms, free birth control for transgenders. At some point, you must understand that Nicholson bespoke the truth about what makes good neighbors.
You want answers!
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth! You want me on that wall. You need me on that wall.
And we, the American people, cannot disagree. And we'll say again, a united. Good fences make safer nations. And the Democrats are traitors for embracing this invasion. For the Scuttlebutt Network, this is Tom Claxton.
Understand that you men completed your training on your own?
That's the fact, Jack!
That's the fact, Jack!
These are exactly the kind of men I want working on the Scuttlebutt Network.
And welcome back to the Scuttlebutt Network radio program, a voice of the veterans for the veterans. Transmitting live on 106.5 FM and streaming on scuttlebuttnetwork.com. You're on board with Tom Claxton, Cal Walters. A couple of Marines with just a little bit to say, the First Amendment right to say it, and the fighting spirit to keep it. And, you know, Tom, you were a poet, and you didn't even know it.
I hear you, son. I hear you. But, yep. You know, I know that's one of our older ones. But, you know, dang it, the truth is still there, and it is still factual as hell right to that day.
And it is. It certainly is. You know, if you just look at sort of the ins and outs of what this quote-unquote shutdown is all about, it's almost like it's the next phase of what they were looking for. Because
they're still on the same page, Cal.
Well, but that shutdown, so much of it was about keeping that border open.
Right.
Now, they got all of the illegals in the country.
Right.
And what are they trying to do now? What they want to do is they want to undo the budget bill that was passed, the big, beautiful bill,
right,
whatever you want to call it. And they basically want to undo what was in that bill.
What they've already voted on.
Which, yes. And that bill actually had nothing to do with the funding for illegals in the Medicaid program.
Right.
Because
and they don't deserve
that, was a bill that they voted on during the Biden administration, I believe, because they put in the sunset provision so that it was going to end. So what they're trying to do is sort of rewrite history.
Their history. And hide
behind the fact that they do, in fact, want to provide funding for illegals.
Yeah, totally. Totally. And that's where it's at. They still want to, they want to fund them. They want to give them medication. They want to, you know, they want to give them all of the free medication. And then they want to put them on the welfare and all. And yet here they're hollering about, we're going broke, we're going broke. Well, hell yeah. I mean, you know, you're servicing 3 million people, you know, 3 million people or so out there that don't deserve it. Now, an American citizen that don't deserve it just damn sure don't get it. So, I mean, why would we give it to an illegal?
Well, because that's their next generation of voters.
Well, they're chasing votes, totally. Just like they did when they shut the Republicans down that originated the Civil Rights Bill. Johnson shut that thing down until he made the vote on it to shut it down. And then when he became president, he said, I need the votes. And if we pass this, if the Democrats pass this bill, then we'll have the votes for the rest of our lifetimes.
Well, no, but here's the problem, Tom. Democrats did not pass that bill. That bill was passed with Republican votes.
Well, I know it was. The Republicans voted for it, but they made out like they come up with a bill originally.
Oh, right, right.
They didn't do it, though.
I mean, at that point, it was what you would have called the Dixiecrats.
Right.
Which were the hardline segregationists.
Right.
Basically. But Lyndon Johnson was a shrewd politician. And a lot of folks may not realize it, but the Republican Party is the party of Lincoln.
Yes.
Lincoln is the one that they want to hold up. He freed the slaves.
Yeah. Right. And, hey, come on. Who did?
Yeah. But that's not what they're taught.
Well, who had the Ku Klux Klan? Yeah.
The Democrats in the South.
Right. Yeah, I mean, but they have twisted history to their desire and hid all the damaging things that they actually did and tried to put it on, make somebody else wear that shoe. Which is a damning lie.
Well, it is. And of course,
But they still sell the hell out of it.
The folks in academia, because they sell it at high schools. I mean, they sell it.
They sell it in all of our colleges. I'm sure you saw it at Yale.
Oh, well, what I saw at Yale was nothing compared to...
Think
about me. I'm roaming the streets of Yale University in my Marine camis.
You were bad. You bad. You know you bad.
I kind of figured anybody that wanted to pick a fight with me was picking the wrong one.
Damn right. Come bring it on. Come get you a piece of this.
Yes,
but come get some of this old mobile, boy.
There you go. Hey, I was also, I brought the trend of wearing cowboy boots.
There you go, baby. Come on. Hey, I still wear mine. I got them on tonight.
Well, Tom, you sleep in yours.
You're not supposed to tell everybody that.
Okay. Sorry about that.
Yeah, I'm looking for a horse to ride. I got the boots.
There we go. We're not going to go any further down that trail.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay.
Give us a little bit, a couple of seconds reminder on that event coming up for Patrick.
Yeah, that event is the wall is being brought into the waterfront restaurant over there. It'll be up and running. We're actually going to present the colors to P.O. Wilson Detachment Marine Corps League. We will present the colors 08:30 in the morning, Saturday morning. And if everything works out all right, we'll have some news there as well, 5 and 10. And our already set it up on their agenda. But it's just going to be an unbelievable thing. And so all of these awful events that has killed all of our patriots, veterans, and citizens since 83 are going to be listed on that wall. And they're accumulated in one place, so it'll give you a chance to walk by and really check it out. So take your time to do it.
Just to check it out. God bless America. Remember, hero is not a four-letter word. We'll catch you on the other side.
Hoorah!